the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
I don't even know how to keep up with all these terms, but if you have ever cloaked someone, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. The new dating term, cloaking, is kind of like ghosting, but even more heartless.
Sounds like something a vampire would do.
I'm here to cloak you.
That's exactly what I thought. This is the vampire's version of ghosting. This is vampire's dating. Better watch out.
Live the Web Girl, have you ever heard of cloaking?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you ever cloaked someone?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it.
Then why don't you explain what cloaking is, and if you can relate to this, I would like you to call in and explain yourself, 833-JOE-ALEX. Go ahead, Liv.
So cloaking is like a more intensified slash worse version of ghosting someone. So ghosting someone is like you just like don't talk to them again. Cloaking someone is like without any explanation or telling them, you not only stop talking to them and stop answering their calls, you block them from all forms of social media.
Oh, my God, I do this.
You block their number.
You're a cloaker, too?
Without any explanation or anything like that.
Oh, this is me. This is me every single time I go through a breakup.
See, it's pretty common.
Okay. No,
Well, a breakup, I feel like, is different, though.
Wait, are we talking like the relationship's over, then you cut them off so you don't have to deal with it?
Like the relationship isn't over. It's like you're like, you know when
you're
like
you're done with it, but you're like, okay.
Yes, you know when you're like talking to someone and then like you just like ghost them and like never return their texts or calls and like, what the heck, I thought things were going great.
I have a friend who just did this, and the only way, she blocked him on so much stuff, the only way that this guy could contact her was through Xbox messaging.
Wait, did he?
Yeah. Because he tried everything and he was blocked, and so the only thing he had left was like her Xbox Live screen name or something like that. I don't have Xbox Live, so I don't know, but he was messaging her on there, and she's like, are you kidding me? So then she had to block him on there.
Oh my gosh, I will say that like, when I've been ghosted before, it's like all I want is answers. Like I can't.
Oh
help
yeah,
it,
if you do that,
all I want is answers.
I turn into the crazy guy, like, just talk to me.
Yeah.
What did I do? Tell me, like, this guy just sounded a little creepy, your friend Alex. But at the same time, like, doesn't that make you kind of turned on? Like, this guy really wants to talk to you. Like, he's done everything that he's like. He did find that one. He's like a hacker almost breaking into something.
It's only cute if you are into the guy, and he's like giving a lot of effort. But like if like you're not into the guy and he won't leave you alone, that is not cute, that's not attractive, that's not a turn on.
Do you think guys cloak girls more or girls cloak guys?
I think
both.
Guys probably ghost girls more, but I think girls probably cloak more because they're so dramatic that they're like blocked on everything. I don't think guys really think about blocking them on social media.
Poor Chav, what about you in your relationships in life? Have you ever like ghosted or cloaked somebody?
No, I have not, and nobody has to me. Well, there's this.
Poor Chav is way too nice. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, he would never.
Yeah, no.
Poor Chav would be the guy that would like try to do the messenger on Xbox Live. Like, please, can we just talk? I just want to figure out like what exactly went wrong because I think maybe there's a misunderstanding here. And
that
I mean,
is
like,
so true. But I was never that far in a relationship. Like that's happened to me before. I've been ghosted, but I've never been cloaked. And you're right. I'm too nice to cloak anyone.
I've been cloaked. Because this guy sent me he was really drunk and I had already kind of like softly ended things when we were talking. And he was drunk and sent me 32 messages telling me that he loved me and that like he wanted to marry me one day, all of this stuff. And then the next day I tried to look him up on Instagram, Facebook, blocked me from everything.
That's so sad.
Because I guess he was so mortified.
Yeah, he cloaked himself. That's the things are bad when you got to cloak yourself.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.